Father, we love you. Let the fire that burns from the throne room of the Lord transform my life beyond recognition. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and make ready for that fire. Let it be, Lord. It's your time. Jesus. That's right. That's right. Touch me with your hand. Oh, hey, 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 hey. Oh, Lord. Touch me with your hand. Mashada galabaya. Mosiba galaya. Oh, Lord. Help out there. Touch me with your hand. Lion of Judah, touch me with your hand, with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Hey! Touch me with your hand. The way I came today, touch me with your hand. Chains are breaking right now. Chains are breaking right now. Yokes are breaking right now. Satanic agenda, yes, that's right. Let the parents settle on your forces of limitation, forces of backwardness, retrogression. It's breaking right now. Yes, 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 yes. Don't let me go. Just got broken. Yes. The chain just got broken. The limitation just got broken. That neck just got free. That slavery chain on your neck just broke. The chain on your feet just broke. That eye just got healed. Thank you, Master. I give you the praise, I give you the honor. That's right. There is something about the fruit of the womb that God is handling right now. Break the spirit of barrenness in the name of Jesus. And that wrong, that false pregnancy, that tummy is bloated and you're not pregnant, I declare that you're broken right now. In the name of Jesus. That continuous draining, that fluid, that whatever it is coming out of you, whether it's an infection or pelvic inflammation disease, it is arrested right now. Thank you, man. So shall it be. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Somebody's left shoulder has just been set free. Somebody's right hip
has just been healed. At the end of the service, once there is a time, we might look at all those that God touched.
Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hands. Oh, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hands.
Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 14. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, and a great workforce, store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm speaking very quickly on the subject, the necessity of the blessing of God. The necessity of the blessing of God. Our objective is to understand the purpose of the blessing of divine abundance. Please, ushers, help such that everybody is seated. Adults, all manner of people, be seated now. Many people are in doubt whether it is correct for Christians to have substance, to be wealthy, to be rich. They are confused. Some feel just have enough to survive through life so that money doesn't take you to hell. Is that really true? And Abraham was the richest man in his days. And Abraham is in heaven because we heard of Abraham's bosom. And Job was the richest man in his days. And Job was a man of integrity and character. Had no corruption in his system. And Jacob and David, the man after God's heart, heavily decorated with wealth. And Solomon. And Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple of Jesus. It then means that it is necessary to have resources. Not just some resources, plenty of it. We are possible. And with God, all things are possible. Why is understanding necessary? Number one, the understanding of anything makes a person to become an authority in that thing. Understanding makes people authorities. When a man is an authority in the field of law, or medicine, or accounting, or engineering, he has depth of understanding. Second, the understanding of purpose is critical for the acceptance of responsibility. For the realization of that purpose. The understanding of purpose. When you understand purpose, it helps you to accept responsibility. The understanding of purpose is critical for the acceptance, to the acceptance of responsibility, for the realization of that purpose. When you understand why something must be, then you are ready to do what needs to be done for that thing to be.
Thirdly, understanding is key to success in every endeavor. In schools, people fail not because they were not in the same class, but because they couldn't understand what was taught. And those who succeed, succeed because they understood. If we have said that, why is the blessing of God necessary? The blessing of God is necessary for... Now, we dealt with 6 points in the first service and we cannot go over them now. So I'll go over another 6 and I'd like you to take all together. The blessing of God is necessary for 1. A God glorifying existence on the face of the earth. A God glorifying existence on the face of the earth is necessary to have resources, is necessary to command substance, in order to have a God glorifying existence on the face of the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 10. The Bible says, and it shall be when the Lord thy God has brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, beware that thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord and serve him and shalt swear by his name. Thou shalt fear the Lord. You shall glorify the Lord. Let's see verse 9. All right. Thou shalt serve the Lord. Joel chapter 2 verse 26, he said, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise or glorify the name of your Lord God, that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Both you and those who know you glorify your God when you are successful, and they may curse your God if it is the otherwise. Am I communicating? A God glorifying life. If this is what it means to go to church, I want to be a Christian. Your success is more evangelistic than your failure. Am I communicating? It's far more evangelistic. It preaches more than your scarcity or your shortage. Who wants to follow a frustrated person? Who wants to follow a beggar? For a God glorifying life. Number 2, the blessing of God is necessary for the establishment of worship and service with focus. Worship and service with focus. You are not sitting in church thinking of house rent. You are not sitting in church thinking of quick notice. You are not sitting thinking of children's school fees. You are not thinking of how to help your mother or your father. Mark chapter 12 verse 30 said, you shall serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul,
with all your strength, with all your heart, with all your soul. It's not possible to serve God with all your heart in the midst of shortage. Your heart is divided. It's not possible to serve God with all your heart in the midst of scarcity. Am I communicating? We already read Joel chapter 2 verse 26. You shall eat in plenty and glorify the Lord. One of the greatest things that being able to have some resources does to my notice is that you are able to achieve anything spiritually that you desire. I remember years ago, they asked me to buy a shoe then, many years ago, and the shoe was 7,000 naira. And I was mocking them. I said, how can a shoe be as costly as 7,000? Does the shoe have tires? So that when you wear the shoe, you don't need to walk again. It drives you. Meanwhile, within 1 week of the same time, I went into a Christian book fair and bought Bibles and books and tapes and all that kind of Christian material worth 50,000 naira at once. And I was excited and happy that I could use resources to do that effortlessly. There is a limit to which you can serve God with all your heart when you are distracted with shortage. Why is it necessary? Thirdly, for what? Three, the fulfillment of the commandment to do good unto all men. The fulfillment of the commandment to do good unto all men. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 to 10, he said, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Do good. Good deed is limited where poverty is exhibited. Do you know that scarcity can make people think that you are a wicked person? Our brother is in America for 25 years. He doesn't know anybody. It's not true. He's struggling to know himself. He's struggling to know himself. He's driving the taxi cab, or he's a pump station attendant in the night, or a mortuary attendant or something. Struggling for survival, and he's using his money to pay all the taxes. I met a young man in the UK sometime, not a young man, I was about 60 years old. He spent 30 years of his life in the UK as a professional. He has a doctor in front of his name, but he couldn't come to Nigeria. Why? Nothing to come to Nigeria to meet. Nothing in the UK, nothing at home. Am I communicating? Take your seat. Take your seat. Listen to me. I want you to listen carefully. So, people's children on scholarship en masse. You can't achieve that by talking in tongues. You talk in cash. Widows settled en masse. I was going out the other day. A young man rushed to me. Tall young man. With his NYC discharge certificate. I told him, please, don't make me look short. Right? I have respect as a tall person. And now you want me to lose that respect. You're standing very tall. You say, sir, I came to show you my discharge certificate. Just to let you know, you are the one who sponsored me through school. I don't know him. You are the one who paid my school fees. I have run into such people in Makurdi. You introduced a girl to me. You said, this girl is on our scholarship, this girl and her sister. I said, really? See, her sister has graduated. She's going through. Then she finished the school, came back here, joined one of the banks here as a staff, and then came to pay homage and thank God and advertise the bank to us. And do you understand that? Do good to all. How many people will eat from your table in your lifetime is dependent on how much resources you can muster in your lifetime. How do you feel when you have 1,000 families who owe their livelihood to what you do with your life? 1,000 families. Mother, father, children. They have food to eat. They have where to sleep because you employ their father. What of 5,000 families? What of over 25,000 families like Winners Chapel? That is how to live. And there are so many people praying for you. In the course of the construction of the canal of the Faith Tabernacle, myself and Daddy, after Daddy Oyedepo, went around the church building, and then going back to at that time from town in the night around 1, 2 a.m. And I said, we're talking. And he said, some people say, are you not afraid to drive and move around this kind of time? And he told them, I am not afraid. Because those who wish us well are more than those who wish us bad. That is what brings you to such a realm. Where families are praying for you because you are touching them directly or indirectly. Where widows are praying for you because you make them not to feel the absence of their husband by what you do for them. We are orphans are praying for you because you took the place of their father and you are doing the things that their father could have done. We are orphans. That is how what it means to live. If you don't need the money for yourself, you need the money for the sake of a widow. You need the money for the sake of an orphan. You need the money for the sake of a stranded person. You need the money for the sake of a stranded brother. Somebody say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. For the fulfillment of the commandment to do good to all men. I'll come back to this point towards the end. Why? Is it necessary to see the blessing of God for your life? Number 5, is that right? Number 4. For the purpose of building sanctuaries for the Lord. Sanctuaries for the Lord. For the discipleship of souls. Money builds churches. In the first service, we saw the impact of money on spreading the gospel. The building of the church is part of the spread of the gospel. In Psalm 132 verse 1 to 5, we saw how David was swearing that he will not enter his house until he has built God a house. In Luke chapter 7 verse 4 and 5, we saw how one man, a centurion, they said, he loved our nation. He loved our nation. And he has built us a synagogue. In Exodus chapter 35, verse 5 to verse 11, we saw how God asked the children of Israel to bring an offering that they may build the temple. Am I communicating? It is one thing to contribute towards the building of a church. is another thing for only you to build a whole church. It's sweet. It's exciting. This gospel. Some might build a church in your lifetime, some 10, some 100, some 1,000 from your pocket. One man asked God to give him money and he said, Lord, the first, give me money to register a company. If I register a company, the first 3 jobs I get from the company, I will give you all the money. Job number 1, 500,000. He gave God all the money. Job number 2, 1.5 million. He gave God all the money. Job number 3, 5 billion. That was a temptation. He gave God all the money. Then the heaven opened. You know this man's assignment? In the northeast part of this country, he builds churches physically, pays the pastor, and then visits them. Does like missionary visit. He's a businessman. Are you all doing well? Everything okay here? As at the last time I know, in his realm, he is number 1. In the field of what he does in the nation, number 1. That is how to live. For the Lord, I have told God many times, massiveness of resources that I trust you for, try me with it. All of it is yours. How many rooms can somebody sleep in one night? How many cars can somebody drive in a lifetime? How many food can you eat? How many? How many clothes can you wear? Am I communicating? Money. Massive money. It's necessary. And that is why you cannot be poor. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I am changing my mindset. I am not just looking for money. Money is looking for me. For the sake of the gospel. For the sake of the kingdom. In the course of this construction, one young man met me. And he said, if God gives me such and such a money, I'll bring it here for this building. 8 zeros. Which is 9 figure. And God heard him. And God gave him. And he didn't remove 1 cc from it. In the course of this construction. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And all, I called the accountant, I said, come, this man said he has so and so for the construction. Draft 1, draft 2, draft 3, draft 4, because they can't enter 1 draft. When the accountant received it, he went on his knees first. Because he was seeing a collection of massive resources for construction. Am I communicating? That is a kind of how, that's how to dear God. During this crusade that we went, one young man here saw the Makodi crusade, very massive. He said, please, I want this kind of thing in my state. And I want to be able to release all the resources necessary for everything, provided it's not more than 100 million. People there. And you will get it. Say a louder amen. That's the woman like the woman with the issue of blood. But don't interrupt the message like that. The woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus not when he was preaching. Was when Jesus was moving. Take your seat, people. Am I communicating? How many of you understand what I'm talking about? I shared this in the first service. In the first service, we're in Port Harcourt, right? I talked about how we went to Port Harcourt, preached on Thursday, preached on Friday. Crowd, massive. Miracles, unusual, unusual. A boy, 10 years old, mental, healed. Soldier, sergeant, blind, deaf, healed. All manner. And we felt the leading to extend the crusade to Saturday night so that it can complete 3 days. Rain tried us the third night. It couldn't stop us. We stopped it. Then all manner of miracles happened. And it was time to fly back. And you cannot go to the airport at that time to say, we are looking for a flight to Abuja. Either you have your own flight or you look for it. And we must be in church this morning with television crew. One person sent a jet, his own, for it even slept in the airport to wait for us. Since we are many, another person brought another jet. So he carried us. Instrument, what do you call it? Cameramen. All of them enjoy private jet. people, some of the singers, even one protocol man who came for the crusade, all of them followed. Is it better to do kingdom business like that? Or it is better to crawl and struggle as if the resources of the earth belong to the devil? Am I communicating at all? And as I were coming, I told one of the people with us, I said, very soon it will not just be only jet. There will be cargo that will carry equipment. There will be passenger flight that will carry all the people who will say, I want to follow this crusade that is going to China. I want to follow this crusade that is going to Swaziland. That will carry everybody. We will use the money to persecute the devil, to chase the devil back to hell. Stand on your feet in the shout of victory. Hey! And I am serving advance notice to the devil. It will happen. It is happening. It is happening. Somebody sent me a text from Chad Republic, an evangelist. He said, I watch all the crusades that is happening. He said, my only concern now is how you will be in church tomorrow morning. I said, don't worry, God is handling it. We are taking a private flight. He said, okay, we are trusting God for your own. Am I communicating at all? The time is short. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Things must happen and happen in a hurry. There are times after morning service like this, we take off in the evening to another location, global. Finish the local devils there. Then return back for service. Hey! Lift your voice and say, I must have enough resources. I cannot be left behind in the end time agenda of God. I must have enough resources to build churches, to be part of crusades. I must have it. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. of the purpose of building sanctuaries for the Lord, for the discipleship of souls. Number five, for the purpose of dominating the earth and controlling the resources of the earth for God. Dominating the earth and controlling the resources of the earth for God. If our father owns the land, the resources of our father must not be in the hands of the children of his enemies, of his enemy. Genesis chapter 41, verse 39 to 44. We saw how God positioned Joseph to control the resources of Egypt. There are people being positioned by God to control resources globally. Psalm 115, verse 16. He said, the heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. He has given it to the children of men so that we can take charge for God. In your field, you have been designed to take charge for God. In your realm, in your endeavor, in your career, your profession, take charge for God. And finally, for what purpose? For the fulfillment of life's vision and mission. For the fulfillment of life's vision and mission. Life's vision, mission, and good works. Life's vision, mission, and good works. 1 Timothy 6, 17 to 18. Charge them that are rich in this world. Let them not be high-minded. Let them not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Now, verse 18. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Life's vision and mission and good works are fulfillable because of resources. When you have, for example, a vision. The other day we went for crusade in Benue State. After we dedicated a church in one of the locations, the same person that God used to build that location also built a free police station for the community. That is good works. The police station is not far from the church. The DP of the area was there while both were commissioned. This for God, this for government. Give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give unto God what belongs to God. This is done for God. This is done for government. I was very excited. Poverty doesn't achieve that. We went to another of the places where we dedicated a church. In that particular church, the person, right, that's the police station right there. In that particular church, the person who built the church, the person saw the church at lintel level and took it to finishing level. That person built a 5-star hospital for his community. I entered the hospital. I saw equipment. Hospital inside a village that is comparable or almost higher than hospital in Abuja here. All man ultrasound machines, EMRI. I went to their theater. Consultant pediatrician, consultant surgeon, consultant everybody are all on assignment there. Directly or indirectly. Fully equipped. He named one word after me. I entered the world. Villagers excited that somebody, a son of their land, came to their land to touch them, that will be rich in good works. I didn't know you have. I didn't know you have the capture of that hospital here. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? I thought you would show us the whole hospital. This is what. That's right. God is good. Although the love of money is the root of evil, the lack of money is a tree of evil. In fact, it can be an evil forest. Because lack of money makes people commit suicide. The lack of money makes people go into prostitution. The lack of money makes people do terrible things. Somebody died in the hospital because the man couldn't pay hospital bill. The lack of money. Stand up on your feet. How many of you, if you have enough resources, that is the kind of thing you like to do? We are trusting God to build a school where there is no school fees. Yes, we are trusting God to build one. We are already working on that. We have one that is, of course, the teachers have to be paid. Every other person has to be paid. But we want to build a welfare one that is of the same standard with this one where those whose parents can afford to pay will pay. And then this other one will be strictly on merit. All of them are on merit, of course. I think our school, the pass mark is 80 or 85% or something. Yes. Now, what do we want to do? For fatherless children, for indigent children. I can pass physics, chemistry, biology, but I don't have a father. Welcome, you have a free school. I have the brain to become a lawyer, but I don't have a father. I have a brain to be an accountant, but I don't have who can sponsor me. Welcome. Poverty doesn't do that. I called the principal of our school the other day and I told him to work out the structure for that, possibly by the next academic session. We're almost through with the structure. That is what life is all about. Income without impact is insult. Money misrolled. Are you following what I'm saying here? Riches without outreach, wretchedness. That is what it is. It's a wretched, wealthy man. He has riches, he's reaching out to nobody. He's a wretched man. How many of you have seen some of them? I've seen plenty of them. Wretched, wealthy man. That cannot even tar road to his own house or to his own community. Wretched, wealthy man. There are many wretched people in this country, plenty, and I pity many of them. They have influence for years. The influence did not translate into impact, even of their own people. They gave somebody money to construct a road to his own village. He ate the money. Government contract, 800 million. He ate it. Ate his destiny, ate his future, ate that of his children, except they repent on their own. Ate the whole future. Hallelujah. Are you seeing why God wants to bless us? In case you don't need it, get it and give it to the poor. In case you don't need it, get it, give it to the Lord. Use it to build a church. Use it to invest in a crusade in case you don't need it. Need it, use it to make a road. Use it to build a school. Use it to send this, children to school. If you go to your village now and ask them, how many of you cannot pay your school fees? You will be shocked. And the school fees is not anything. How many of you can't pay your school fees? Then you will know what you should be looking for money to do. They don't have uniforms. So you know what to look for money to do. Since you say, I don't need money. You know what to use money to do. And whenever you pay somebody school fees, and you say, if you want to give your life to Christ, lift your hands. He will lift two hands. Should I lift leg also? You paid my school. You pay my school fees. You fed my children. And then you gave me a job, and you're asking me whether I should give my life to Christ. I gave my life to Christ before you ask. Is God speaking to somebody? It makes the gospel very, very easy. Because until you touch them, you can't teach them. It is easy to teach anybody you are touching. Easy. It's easy to instruct people that you impact. It's easy. It is very easy to do so. And I have practical examples of such in my life. I traveled some time ago. Some of my classmates met me. And I prayed with them, led them to Christ. Classmates of 30-something, 40 years ago. And all of them gave their life to Christ. I showed them so much love. So if you are in any need, please let's see. Try and pay me a visit in Abuja and let's talk and see how we can assist each other. I only put little money in the envelope. You take this your own. And I just do that. Give to them. I say, Pastor, these people are my classmates. Please attend to them. And I invite all of you to church. The pastor called me, said the other one, him and the whole of his family. Fully planted in church till tomorrow. What I'm saying is not 1 year yet. Travel down the other time. We talked about it. He's into so and so business. He needs so and so assistant. Done deal. Send me your account number. It's done. I wasn't your classmate by accident. God knew that a day like this will come, so he made us to jam each other's pathway. That is what life is all about. You don't struggle to talk too much when you touch people's lives. I gave a summary in the first service, and that is true, that more good is done with sufficient resources than without. That is, if you know what you are doing with your life. I'm not talking of somebody looking for money to marry more wives. That's not what I'm talking about. Looking for money to finance concubines. Or to travel, banzastic travel around the world. Oh, today I was in Canada, man. You need to know how Ottawa in Canada looks like. Toronto Falls. I went to the Paris Towers. You need to watch it. A man told me some years ago. He said some of the bank owners in this country, I won't mention the names. He said they were his contemporaries. They were AGM together at a certain level in a bank. He said, but he used his own money to visit the world. Today he's in Paris. Tomorrow he's in Tel Aviv. Next tomorrow he's in Singapore, Malaysia. He's in Dubai Mall. That man is grounded today. That's not the kind of people I'm talking about. I'm talking of those who have sense. Who know what they are doing with their lives. Am I speaking to somebody here? If you have sense and you know what you are doing with your life and you have a relationship that is a quality relationship with God, you do more good with resources than without it. You are able to achieve more with your life than without it. And I believe that story is your story. Lift up your hands and give him the praise this morning. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Father, I thank you because you are God. I love you, Adonai. I worship you, Elion, Ancient of Days. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name.
You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord.
Thank you now. Two prayers we are going to three prayers now. The first prayers, Lord, thank you for your word. I am grateful. Lift your voice and thank him right now. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. In Jesus' precious name. Prayer number two. Lift up your hands and pray this second prayer and say, oh Lord, I am available to be a channel for the release of your resources through me to my generation. I am available. I am available, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. I am available, Lord. I am available, Lord. I am available, Lord. I am available. Le perete se kanamaya la la hasta. Le parata ke se ke te ke da kaya la la hasta. Le perete si komana kaya la la hasta. I am available, Lord, to be a channel for the release of your resources through me to my generation. I am available, Lord. I am available, Lord. I am available, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the release of your resources through me to my generation. I am available. I am available. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We give you the wash and the supremacy. There is a fireman too that is coming. That fire is to burn every limitation of your life. What has held you back all these years? What has kept you in scarcity and shortage? What has kept you in affliction? Hey! The chain of the enemy. The chain of the enemy that has kept you in deficiency. Yes, 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 yes. The ancestral curse. The generational curse. The family curse. The occultic power. Witchcraft power. It's being roasted by this fireman. Lift up your hands. And in the name of Jesus, the count of five, you place the hand on your head and scream fire at the top of your voice. It's burning the affliction, burning the chains, burning the yokes, burning the limitations, burning the enchantment, burning the divinations, burning everything that my Father in heaven has not planted in your life. Father, let it burn. Let it burn at a count of five. Chains break, yokes break, limitations break in the name of Jesus. One, two, three, four. Lift your hands, let's start again. In the name of Jesus, one, two, three, four, and five. Five. Break. Break.
Literatos kepikatana mama litekete paratataya latara sakwate preteskete beletere babadagadia latuza rina kana mashata katana babadakaragata baba litesa kanda babadada rata papatone na matataya ibaradagadagadagada babadagadagada baradagadagada babadia litreteskete lete berendo kosokoto babina na kataya lata barata zakanda kata
Jesus.
A new day, a new season. Stretch your two hands in front of you. And I pray for you and use everyone in this church worldwide. I use you as a point of contact. The system shall lose their peace. They shall lose their sleep. They shall lose their rest. Until what is yours is released into your hands. This week, mind-blowing testimonies. Resources you never handled. All your life is entering your hands. In Jesus' name. I have one counsel. In the course of this month, after now, we'll be outlining principle upon principle. Scriptural, godly, straightforward way of accessing the resources of God. On corrupt, on crooked ways. Every single service starting from this Wednesday till the end of the month will be committed to telling you how to go about it. If you say you know it and it is not producing results, you don't know it yet. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Whatever has not produced freedom, the knowledge of it is still lacking. Right? So there is something to know you don't know. There is a dimension of it you don't understand that you need to understand. This Wednesday, Saturday home church, coming Sunday impartation service, where you come with your documents. And if God is doing anything in this place that means anything to you, coming Sunday, don't come alone. invite your friends. But very soon, God will turn you into a magnet. On their own, people will rush at you. And they will say, we want to follow you to meet your God. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord while we are doing that. Everyone in this church in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to be a new day for you. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. Quickly, come forward. Here, I'll pray for you. Just one moment. And you want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You are bound by a bondage or an addiction, and you want that addiction broken. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, whatever it is. Come forward here. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
You are God and God alone.
Two.
You do well, no next can do.
That is why.
That is why your name is called. That was why. You are God alone. You are God and God alone.
Two.
The world on this can do.
Three. Keep coming.
That is why your name is called.
Four. You are God and God alone.
You are God and God alone. You do what, you do what no one else can do. That is why your name is God, the Most High.
You are God.
You are God and God alone.
Three.
You do what no one else can do. That is why your name is God, the Most High.
You are God and God alone.
You are walking upon the sea.
Walking up on the sea.
Turning water to wine.
Access right to the waters that you love.
Blessed be your name. I'm doing two things at the same time. While I pray for these people, pick up your offerings and tithes. Those in the front, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me one more time. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen.